Hello, all my lit friends. How are you going? I hope this finds you all happy and well. As always, thank you to everybody for all your support and all your feedback. It really, really means a lot. Anyway, this story is filling a request I had from Sarah. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And she's from Tasmania, which means she's the first Australian, the first other Aussie to write back to me. So, yay! There's two of us on lit. So, thank you for that. And I'm going to try and make your fantasy come alive if I can. I hope this is what you had in mind. Alright, so let's see. To set the scene, I'm walking along a path at the university where I attend. I'm studying engineering there, and I've got a big assignment due in a couple of days. So I'm walking towards the library to get some work done on that, and it's getting kind of late in the afternoon, and there's not so many people around uni. I tend to like to come to uni at these hours just so I can go to the library and work and not have too many distractions and not have to worry about noise and people everywhere and distracting me from my work. Well, in a few minutes I get to the library, and carrying my books and laptop in, I sit down at one of the desks in the quiet study area, get out my laptop and my books and start working. And I'm working for a few minutes when I glance up and notice you sitting a couple of desks away. You're facing me, but you're not looking at me because you're studying diligently, much like I should be. So I return my gaze to my books and my computer and keep working, but I'm not really concentrating that much because I keep glancing up, and the first thing I notice is your stunning beauty. Your dark, auburn-colored hair and your beautiful green eyes that I've caught glimpses of when I thought I could get away with it without you catching me. Are just having such an effect on me. I don't know why. I don't normally get so into complete strangers, but something about you, just something about looking at you across the room, is making it extremely difficult for me to study, concentrate at all on my work. At a couple of points through the next few minutes while I am studying, I think to myself that I might just catch you stealing glimpses at me too, out of the corner of your eye. I'm too hesitant to look up in case you catch me looking at you, so I just keep pretending to stare at my computer and hope you are looking at me. For some reason, all of a sudden, I'm conscious that I'm just in a pair of jeans and a fairly old faded t-shirt, and I don't know why, but I kind of wish I'd worn a nicer dress shirt or something to look a bit more respectable. I guess you don't think just going to the library to study, I'm going to see something or someone quite so beautiful. A little while goes past and I see you get up, and for a moment I'm sad because I think you're leaving, but I'm happy to know you haven't packed up any of your books, haven't closed up your computer or done anything like that. You simply stood up and have walked back and disappeared into the long rows of books. I'm assuming you've gone back there to get another book. Now, I am really tempted to go back there after you and maybe try and strike up a conversation, but I'm not exactly sure where you've gone. You've disappeared out of sight. But in about 5 seconds, I give in to temptation and I get up and walk down the long rows of books, hoping to catch a glimpse of you. I figure I'll just pretend to be looking for a book myself, and hopefully some inspiration will come when I need it and I'll be able to start a conversation. So I walk up and down a couple of rows, looking between the books and the shelves through the other rows, hoping to catch a glimpse of you. And just when I think I've lost you and you're probably back at the desks by now, I see you at the end of a long corridor, intently poring over a stack of books. So, in what I think is a masterfully subtle move, but I realize it's probably not, I walk down the other side of the shelf of books you're looking at and pretend, probably not very well, to be looking for a book. I don't even know what section I'm in, so I'm kind of risking a lot here because I'm an engineer, and if I end up in a section of books that I know nothing about, I could get busted. That's okay. I'm going to take the risk. So I walk down, browsing over various titles, but not really reading any of them, because all the while I'm trying to see more of you without giving away what I'm doing. Finally, I stop directly across the shelf from you and pull out the thickest book I can find to make a gap that I can see through. And as the book comes out of the way, my breath is just taken away momentarily by seeing your face so close. Your eyes are pointed downward at the book in your hands, but your dark, beautiful hair is sort of fallen over your face, and you're looking down at your book. I can't see your eyes, but I wish I could. I want to see if they're as green and as beautiful as they appear from across the room. All of a sudden, you look up without warning, and I am totally busted. I am holding a book which I know nothing about, and I don't even know what page I have it open to, and I'm staring straight at you. And I kind of freeze, no doubt, with that deer in the headlights look in my eyes, and you just smile, and I feel my knees go a little bit weak, and I give what I hope is an incredibly charming smile back, and you say to me, "Looking for something?" And now I know I'm in trouble because, well, I'm not really. So I say, "Yes, I think I've found what I'm after," knowing all the time that you must surely be seeing straight through me. And I feel my face start to blush, and you have this little sideways sort of a grin looking at me, knowing exactly what I meant and knowing exactly what I'm doing here and knowing that I have no idea what book I'm even holding. And you reach through the gap where I took the book from, extending your hand and say, "Hi, I'm Sarah. I..." Grin back at you and say, "Hi, Sarah, it's nice to meet you. My name's Rob. You, flash me one of those amazing smiles again, and let go of my hand, but I could swear you held it longer than you needed to. Your hand felt so warm and so soft on mine. I know it's probably just my imagination, but once again I could swear I felt you just run your fingers down the palm of my hand as you let my hand go. I decide I'm gonna see where this might lead, so I carry my book, still not knowing what it is, around to the other side of the shelf and ask you about uni and how you're going, what you're studying, and we chat for a little bit. You ask me what I'm studying, and I tell you I'm doing engineering, and you raise one eyebrow, and point to the book I'm holding and ask me, "What is that for?" And I suddenly remember that I don't know what book I'm holding, so I look, glance down after closing it to see what's on the cover, and am kind of horrified to discover I'm holding a medical gynecological textbook. Now I am really busted. Not only do I feel like I've been busted trying to talk to you, but now I'm guessing I'm looking like some kind of a weird perv because of the book I'm holding. So I'm sure I'm blushing now, and somehow you just grin at me and put me totally at ease and just say, "Ah, that's alright. I have trouble finding what I'm after too. Back here sometimes. Well, so with that, I put the book back on the shelf quickly. Probably too quickly. And you sort of giggle at me. And you say, "Well, if you're an engineer, I can show you where the engineering books are if you'd like." Sounds fantastic. Anything, any excuse at all to talk to you and look at you a little bit longer is okay with me, so I follow you down a couple more corridors, glancing down at your fantastic ass in those tight slacks you're wearing. I'm sure I'm blushing just at the thought of you turning around and catching me. So I walk a bit faster and walk along beside you. And by now I realize that we're quite a long way from where we started. We're down the back of the library now. It's very quiet. starting to get dark outside. I can see the lights of some of the luxury rooms on the far wall coming through the windows there. I can see students sitting there taking notes, studying, whatever. And we walk past all that and get down to the very back of the library. And you lead me up what I am surprised to find is a fairly narrow, long corridor. It seems to be a lot narrower and sort of more enclosed than some of the previous ones. And you stop and look up at the books, and I take a look around and realize that indeed you have brought me to the engineering section, although I've never actually been back here myself, so says something for my diligence as a student, I guess. Anyway, I suddenly realize that I didn't actually need a book, so how on earth do I keep you standing here talking to me? And you ask me if there's anything you can help me find, and I sort of stutter and I'm caught without words for a moment, and I kind of stumble over my words, saying something about, I'm not really sure what I'm looking for, I'm just trying to get some inspiration. And you look at me with that incredible grin and say that you might be able to help with that. You walk over to the ledger books and start scanning up and down the rows of books there, and I walk over next to you and pretend to be looking at books all the while, just trying to get a glimpse of you. And you take just a couple of tiny little steps and you're pressed up against me. We're side to side now, looking at books. Well, I know you're looking at books, or at least I think you are, until, once again, you catch me staring at you. And this time, I detect a difference. That same beautiful smile is there, but this time there's something different about it. It's more passionate. And in that moment, as I look into your eyes and we pause, I know that I will regret it for the rest of my life if I don't kiss you now. Even if I get shut down, I don't care. I have to try. So, throwing caution to the wind, heart in my mouth, I lean in and quickly press my lips to yours. And instantly, I know it's the right thing to do. I feel you press back against me and press your lips to mine. Slips around my waist and I put an arm around your shoulders and the other one around your neck and listen to you moan into my mouth. You break the kiss and, blushing and grinning yourself now, say to me, is this what you're looking for? And realizing you've seen through me all along, and exactly what I was looking for the whole time. I blush profusely, and you pull me back into an incredibly passionate, warm kiss. I can taste your lip gloss, strawberry lip gloss. Tastes so good. Like we're so close, I could smell your perfume, the shampoo in your hair. Wow. Deciding that kissing you seemed to be such a good idea, and you seem to be into this too. Spin you around so you're pressed up against the books now, and start to kiss you more passionately, letting my arms run up and down your back, exploring you, running down your ass. Oh, wow. That feels incredible in my hands. And all the while, you're doing the same thing to me, running your hands over my ass, down my legs, up my back, under my t-shirt, through my hair. I twirl some of your hair in my fingers, feeling how soft it is. I run my fingers down your cheek and down your neck, continuing to kiss you. Then you break the kiss and take one of my hands and press it to your breast. Oh, what a feeling. So soft and supple, so firm. I run my thumb over your nipple, feeling it get hard underneath my thumb. Suddenly, without warning, you reach down and grab the bottom of your tank top and quickly whip it up and pull it off your head and toss it on the floor. You're wearing nothing but your white lace bra. The tops of your boobs are pressing up out of it, just begging to be released. I reach down and reciprocate, ripping off my shirt in record time, throwing it on a stack of books down the end of the aisle. I run my hands up and down your back and around to your breasts and back around to your back, where I feel my hand come to rest on your bra clasp. I'm so excited, I'm kind of fumbling with it, but I get it undone, and it falls to the floor between us, and your amazing breasts come into view. I reach down and lick them and kiss them, taking the nipples into my mouth, feeling them get hard underneath the caresses of my tongue. You press them against my chest. I wrap my arms around you and pull you close, kissing you. And I feel your hand run down to the crotch of my jeans and start to massage my crotch. Oh, you surely can feel how hard I am now. Painfully so. And I feel you undo the buckle of my jeans and start to push them down around my thighs along with my boxers. You don't push them all the way off, they just sort of around my thighs. I can sense that you want this and need this to happen. Oh, so do I. slacks and pull them down, I discover you're wearing sheer satin. I got little panties. I push them down just halfway down your ankles. Down your thighs. Your slacks are sort of gathered up around your calves and around your ankles, and your panties are around your thighs. And I press you up against the bookshelf, pressing my body against yours, feeling the head of my cock pressed against your pussy lips. I want you to know how dangerous this is, that we can get caught. So I turn around so my back is to the bookshelf and you can look over my shoulder between the shelves of books and see on the far wall the windows and the students, oblivious to what we are doing, studiously learning and unawares that there are two people caught up in the passion of the moment. Not that far away from them. Oh, I whisper in your ear, baby. Oh, I wanna be inside you. I need to be inside you. And you moan in a barely audible voice. Oh, darling. I need you inside me too. I feel your hand. Soft like a gland. Grasp my cock and my whole body convulses at your touch. Oh, baby. That sends a shiver through me. I feel you run the head of my cock up and down your slit. Quickly. Before gently easing it between your lips. Letting it open up the entrance to your pussy. Oh, that feeling, that is intense. I can't take it any longer, so I thrust forward, pressing you up against the books, pressing your ass up against all those engineering books. Pushing them aside, I start to thrust into you, slowly at first, and I feel you pressing back against me. In and out, in and out. Oh, wow. I run a hand down, the hand that's not behind your shoulders, supporting us against the bookshelf, and I start to massage your pussy, your lips, and I start to tease your clit, and you start to groan and moan. Oh, baby, this is so good. We're getting so worked up now. We're starting to knock books off the shelf. They're landing in our feet and start to domino down the shelves. Oh, I hope nobody hears. Oh, but the feeling that we can get caught is just such a turn on. Knowing there are all those people that could turn around and get a glimpse of us. Even though it's kind of dark back here, I'm sure they could still see your ass between the rows of books and the back of your head and your shoulders. I've turned you around now so that I'm the one pressed up against the books. Oh, and you're thrusting up against me so hard. Oh, the books are falling everywhere, and for a moment I think we might even knock the shelf over. Against me, pushing me all the way in, and that's all it takes. Ah, my cock is buried as deep as it can be in you. You start to spasm around it, and that just, oh baby, I'm coming. Oh, it's putting me over the edge. Fingers down the crack of it. Oh, darling. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Then we look around. I pull you close to me and hold you tight. As we look over each other's shoulders to see if anyone's seen us, we look at the books scattered on the floor. The shelf is sort of fallen over at one end. It's sort of come uncoupled and disconnected from the other parts, and I'm sure it must have made a pretty loud clatter when it fell over, but I didn't hear a thing. Oh, I was just concentrating on being inside you. Tight, oh, wet, warm, slippery pussy. Oh, that feeling. Oh, I'm still trembling. I can feel you trembling as you're pressing yourself to me. Your breasts are hard and we're sweating. And you look up at me and say, oh, we better get out of here. Someone will have heard that. Gently slide out of you and quickly pull your panties up, noticing that already there's a big wet patch gathering at the crotch from my cum dripping out of you. I pull up my boxers and jeans and do up the buckle and reach down and pass your shirt to you and put my shirt on. I reach down and grab your slacks and pull them up your legs, and just before I pull them to your waist, I reach down and inhale your scent at your crotch, kissing the wet patch that's building up there, bringing another little moan from your lips. I do the zipper up. Your bra hasn't managed to make it in time, so I quickly stuff that in my pocket, and you take my hand and say, come on, I know where we can go. And you start to run down the corridor, following you. shakily. I'm still weak at the knees. And we make a quick stop to toss our books and laptops in our bags, just willy-nilly throw our bags on our shoulders and head out to the back entrance of the library, where we run outside and you tell me you live on campus and you want me to come over to your place and we can go get some dinner and just chat and get to know each other. Oh, Sarah, I think this could be the start of something amazing. I think you feel it too, because you're holding my hand awfully tightly. So I pull you close and put my arm around you, and here we walk, arms around each other across the campuses. The stars start to come out in the night sky, and I chill in the breeze, and I pull you close to keep you warm as we walk through the trees towards your dormitory. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to that. I hope you enjoyed it all. Wow, I'm a little lightheaded now. Still kind of tingling. Sarah, I hope you enjoyed that. That was for you, darling. I hope I captured your fantasy. And I must admit, I think now it's one of my fantasies too. That would be so, oh, so amazing. I'm still shuddering to think of it. I know, we could start something amazing. Well, thanks everyone for listening.